Luke Boner from the Triple M Night Shift across Australia. Very good morning to you, Lukey. How are you on this fine-looking Thursday? Some would say a little bit nippy, though.
Yeah, well, it's winter. What do you want?
Yeah, 0 degrees in Mildura at the moment, mate.
-5 in Canberra, okay?
-5. Wow, amazing.
There you go. Hey, listen, this morning I spoke to our resident GP, Dr. Brad Mackay, about the possibility of a coronavirus vaccine making its way to our shores and being distributed to Australians in the near future. We find out today that Australian officials are actually working furiously behind the scenes to make some deals and to secure supplies of a COVID vaccine. But when will it become available? Apparently, we shouldn't just hold our breath just yet. According to Professor Michael Kidd, he says that this may be years until an effective and safe vaccine has been developed and is able to be distributed and administered to people right around the world, let alone here in Australia. Now, people worldwide are rationalising lockdowns and border closures and, you know, wearing face masks as a temporary way of fighting this until there is a vaccine. But it may not be that close. As I said, I spoke to Dr. Brad Mackay, our resident GP, earlier this morning. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, at the moment there's about 140 vaccines that that are being created around the world, various stages. So there's about 20 that are sort of buying for serious stakes at the moment. The World Health Organization was sort of talking recently just about like the thought experiment of what do we do if we don't actually come up with a vaccine? Like, what does that world look like? And if a vaccine is a while away, and we're pinning all of our hopes on it happening in the next six months, like, how do we, like, emotionally cope with that? And how does the world's economy cope with that? So from my perspective, like, I certainly think that we'll be able to get a vaccine. So I think that there are particularly a couple that look quite good at the moment. They're getting a good antibody response. It looks like it's a strong response, so it's likely to be protected for a while rather than just work for a few months and then wear off.
It's interesting, isn't it? 725 new cases announced yesterday in the state of Victoria. As we know, we're in stage 3 lockdown, stage 4 in Melbourne. Got the curfew in Melbourne. We certainly need that vaccine, don't we, Lugie?
Yeah, we certainly do. And look, Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, as I told you, Professor Kidd, he said that even if a vaccine is discovered, it could actually be years before it's able to be mass-produced and administered to a high enough level so that the borders can reopen and life can return to normal. Here's the other thing, Matty. How much is it going to cost? Is it going to be subsidised? I'm asking you, Matt, how much would you be prepared to pay for a vaccine shot? $50? $100? $250? What would you pay? And then are all the anti-vaxxers going to come out of their holes and say, oh, no, it's no good. It'll give you autism. It'll have side effects and all that sort of stuff. We're going to have to put up with all that crap too, aren't we?
You certainly are, mate. It's like the old argument with Trump and the hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, well, there are plenty of people who say that word.
Yeah.
So anyway, how long till a vaccine? How long's a piece of string? That's what I can glean from all of this.
Yeah, good on you, Lukey. Always good to catch up with your brother. Thank you so much. Luke Boner from The Night Shift, back tonight from midnight. Check out the Facebook, The Night Shift on Triple M.